Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Not bad.
Good, man. Fall is in the air, sadly.
Yeah. So today we are talking about the Crux Epicure Maduro Toro. It's more of a Toro Extra, 6.25 by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera AJ Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres. Binder and filler both from Nicaragua. It is blended by Jeff Hogan. Price point is $11.50. And the cigar was released in May of 2019. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like?
Overall, it was pretty average, I thought. I think the best part, even though I rated average throughout the whole thing, was probably when I first started smoking the cigar. Mainly because, you know, it was just, for most of it, it was just like earthy, baking spices, cedar, soil, dirt kind of a thing going on. But, you know, for a little bit, I had this like really nice baker's chocolate going on. But, you know, even with that little part, I kind of felt like it was still very dominated by earth-centric kind of notes. And this cigar was surprisingly, I didn't have an expectation if it was going to be strong or not, but, you know, it was definitely medium full. And I also felt like within that strength level, you kind of tipped the scale in terms of kind of taking it off balance. You know, this is another one of those cigars in which I felt like it's coming from AJ and average and, you know, but, and this is probably, this is the only cigar that I probably will say is average that Crux makes overall, which is a lot because I like a lot of their shit and they have a pretty decent amount of a portfolio to show.
How about you, John? What are your overall thoughts?
I feel like June just kind of summarized my entire
thoughts. Next, how do you feel, Aaron?
So I actually thought the first third was good. I didn't get that earth, and I mean, all the notes you're talking about that were unpleasant, I got all that. And I got all that in the second and third, and then it intensified through the second third, sort of culminating the last third to be quite unenjoyable. So my overall experience was average as well, but there was some goodness in the first third. I got sort of, you know, like you said, that chocolate, the baking spices. And it wasn't really until about the halfway of the first third that the chocolate kind of took on this like chalky, talky mouthfeel to it, which was not great, but it was already kind of past the halfway point at that stage. And there was like some syrupy sweetness. So to me, it was good, but certainly the rest of it was not good. And I don't know if I said this to you, June, but I actually messaged Aaron partway through smoking this because I was enjoying it. And then I felt like I hit a wall in the second third and I was like, what's going on? What's wrong with this cigar? And then I looked it up on the sheet because you guys know I like to sort of review stuff as blind as possible. And I'm like, their stuff comes out of Plasencia. And then I looked, I'm like, oh, what? it made so much sense because it smoked like every other AJF cigar that has come out of AJS factory this year. Although the interesting thing is I did have a tight draw to it, which is unusual. It was about 2.5 to 3 notches tight. The burn itself was flawless, which is, you know, par for the course. Aaron, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I had, you know, dark wood and spice to start, and then some mustiness and char kind of joined in, and that kind of made up the majority of the smoking experience. Construction was flawless for me. I was kind of interested to see what this Maduro version of the Epicure was going to be, you know, with the initial offering kind of being the Connecticut Shade version, and this is definitely a polar opposite of that cigar. As it should be, based on the tobacco being used. But, you know, a very dark flavor profile, kind of has the strength to match that. Overall, I thought the cigar was okay, didn't really have any wow factor to it. I also rated the first third as good. It was more kind of the first half of the first third that I thought was good. Then it kind of got into that, you know, average profile going on. I mean, if you're a Maduro junkie or a San Andres junkie, you could try it, just see what you think about it. But it's, you know, it's not something I would say probably my, you know, one of the, on the lower end of Crux that I've smoked thus far. So, all right, let's get into the scores. We were all really close in scores here. John, you were at the top 5.80. I was right behind you at 5.75. June, you were next at 5.50. And then Seth, who wasn't able to join us for the video, was at 5.40. So, John, 5.80, how did that match up?
You know, at this stage, I feel like I should just record a voice clip of myself and it would make some of these summaries a lot easier. And it would say, as per normal with an AGF cigar, the flavor experience is average. The construction is excellent. It's the kind of construction I've come to expect out of AJ Fernandez. I am disappointed, like June. I up until this point, I would say the lowest ranking I've ever given any Crux cigar would be good across the board. I like all of their offerings, from their Connecticuts to, well, everything. Everything they make, I've enjoyed. So this is the first one that I've come across where I've been disappointed, because I'm used to them putting out cigars at that level. So that's disappointing for me. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, my match is up. I mean, the way that I did the flavor was good, average, and the subpar. So it evens out to be average overall flavor profile. But I had perfect construction, so that's kind of where it puts me in that, like, mid to upper fives.
I mean, in all fairness to AJ Fernandez, my draw issue is unusual, because like the number of cigars coming out of the AJ factory that we've had, the draw has been perfect, the burn has been perfect, and it's been consistently that way and every other cigar we've ever smoked. So my sample probably stands out of that. So anyway, just throwing that out there.
Yeah. All right, June, 5.50.
It's an average cigar. You know, I would say if you're a fan of AJ, Sarah, go pick this up. But it's like, it's $11.50, which is kind of high for what typically within the range of what AJ does. You know, I'm talking about not AJ, big box, CI AJ, but I'm talking more like his own brands, right?
Yeah.
You could get it for MSRP like $2-3 cheaper. So not too sure kind of how I feel about that. You know, Crux does such a good job of kind of saying, it's probably one of the fewer brands out there, which if somebody says, hey, I want this medium profile, medium strength, medium body, something rich, dark, earthy, like, you know, or whatever profile they name that could be polar opposite, Crux is a good brand to say, of which I could recommend something within their big line of portfolio, right? So, except for this cigar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all have the same overall feelings on it. It was just a bit of a miss, and I don't know. Maybe hopefully there was the next release is a bounce back from.
Hey, what do you guys think of the new rebranding that you've seen, the sort of bands and persons?
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely a big change. I mean, it's a huge change. I like it, but I also have a caveat that maybe it's a bit too cold.
Oh, like industrial or?
Yeah. I mean,
corporate?
I feel both ways. I like it, but I can also see how people would think it's too cold.
Yeah. I think it's really good to hit like uniformity, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it lacks character as a result of that.
I mean, I was a fan of the old packaging. So, I enjoyed the old packaging, but obviously they decided to make a change. I do think there's a lot of sense in the way that they've designed the color schemes, and it's very consistent across the brand. I think I'm seeing in person, I had a lot better interaction. I think it's going to pop a lot more on the retailer shelf than the old packaging.
Yeah. And the previous packaging for this line is drastically different. I mean, color combinations, it was, black with I think it had a red, kind of a lower half on it, or maybe it was a white or something.
Red stripes.
Going with this kind of like
teal,
like aqua or whatever. It's against this dark Maduro wrapper. It's a huge, contrast in colors. So it's very interesting and differential there. But I think I have to see a few more in person, see how the color combinations work with the wrapper. But this is very, very contrasting colors. So I'm interested to see how some of the other ones work out. Any other thoughts on this one from you guys? All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. But also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.